96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For parents and children, this is a moment they've been waiting for 18 years. Freshman year in college, packing up, sending them off for higher education, dorm life, living on their own, ramen noodles, a taste of the real world. It's not over. Actually, this is just the beginning. Even as the room at home empties, parents and new students may be missing some things. Well, what are those things? Well, joining me to talk about this are Dr. Jerry Dyson, a specialist in adolescent medicine and author of An Apple a Day Takes the Drama Away, and Wilson Bland, dean of Howard University's Office of Residence Life. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Mr. Bland, thank you so much for joining me. And Dr. Dyson, Jerry, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm sure you're reminiscing about your first freshman year right now,
yes,
aren't you?
Just 2 years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you still look like it. Let's talk about what parents need to know, Mr. Bland, particularly those parents who have not attended college themselves. And there are a lot of young people like that. They're the first ones in their family to go. What do parents need to know about what's happening with their child?
Well, one thing I would suggest is just having a lot of communication with the university and being prepared to bring in the things that's necessary for students to have in their home. You know, it's their home away from home, and just building that trust with the university. And some of the things that they need to know is just communicating with their, as far as the university, as far as their financial, as well as their things that they need for their room in the residence hall, confirming different things, and also checking the calendar, getting the dates of different activities for orientation and things of that nature, and, you know, getting the contact information for university administration as far as residence life or financial aid, and communicating with those administrators.
Dr. Dyson, this is a rough time, probably a little scary, more so for parents as opposed to perhaps their children. Why is this such a nerve-wracking time for parents?
I think for parents, Harold, what's really going on is, even though we've trained them for the past 18 years for this one moment to send them off to college for independent living, it's almost like in the back of your head as a parent, you're thinking, oh, my God, did they get the message? Did they really hear everything I cautioned them about? So that's really the angst that the parent has. And it's a great opportunity. It's a pivotal opportunity. And you can make one or two bad decisions, and it changes the whole trajectory of your life. So I think that's the fear that a lot of parents have when they're sending their kids off to college.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about that first year of college for your youngster, freshman year, what is it that you need to know? What should you expect? I'd like to hear if you have a youngster going to college. I do. My daughter is now here at Howard University, praise the Lord. And I have to tell you, I'm not as nervous, Mr. Bland, as I would imagine a lot of other parents would be, because I'm right down the street, and I've already said to her, I'm going to be sitting on the front step of the dormitory. No, I'm kidding. Is it difficult for parents to let go? Have you know, when you've spoken to parents over the years, what is their biggest concern?
Well, part of the concern is just wanting to make sure that the university has the same interest and the same desire to make sure that their child is safe in a secure environment, as well as making sure that they stay on task. You know, parents, if you, you know, as far as what they've taught them over the past years and preparing them for this point in time, you know, just kind of make sure that the university instills that same teachings and carry it on until they matriculate through the university. So.
And, you know, it's interesting because you're talking about HBCUs, for example, and many of them, like Howard University, are in urban environments. And then there are a lot of HBCUs that are out in the bushes. Mm-hmm. They're in the woods. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, those are the kinds of concerns that a lot of parents may have. What advice do you have for parents when you're talking about, you know, their youngster, you know, moving around when you're not talking about classroom, mm-hmm. but, you know, socializing and walking the streets? What do you tell them?
One thing I would say that the student would go ahead and establish a relationship with their RA or their roommate or even classmate, so that when they go to different activities, they have go in a group and, you know, be in a safe environment and participate in the activities that's really like on campus that they can get involved with, because the university provides lots of activities for students when they first come on to the campus. And I would just suggest that the parents had a conversation with their student and just let them know, you know, where to be aware of their surroundings and their environment, and also communicate with like campus police and other university resources to make sure that, you know, you're in a safe area and that you don't venture out too far. But, you know, be with some people and make sure you're in a safe environment.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking about the freshman year of college, what you need to know, what your child needs to know as they join the class of 2020. Let's go to David. David, calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for accepting my call. I think it's just important for parents to also be aware that they will not have access to student grades once they enter college, even though they're paying tuition. Students would have to give parents access to you know, their grades or even the progress reports, where parents probably are used to sort of monitoring the progress of their students or their children through high school. That opportunity does not exist in college, and I think that's something that parents should really look into, because that can be a shocker. At the end of the semester, you find out your child has flunked out of school.
How about that, Dr. Dyson? Thank you, David.
Yeah. David raised a great point. You do not, as a parent or a guardian, have access to your child's grades. But you want to maintain the lines of communication with them, mm-hmm. and let them know at orientation, when you're dropping your child off at the dorm and you're having those last-minute catch-up talks, let them know that you understand that they're going to be living on their own, they're going to be free, it's going to be a whole bunch of partying or whatever, but really we're sending you to school to get a degree, not to party, not to socialize. We do want you to be social, like Dean Bland mentioned earlier. Get involved with freshman orientation. Get involved with groups for your major, choirs, school government, whatever. But at the end of everything, we're sending you to school to get a degree. So you have to stay on top of your grades. It's not like I'm going to be there to call you to get out of bed. So if you know that you're not a morning person, when I went to college, I went to school 1,500 miles away from home. So the onus was upon me to make certain that I woke up, or my roommate would wake me up for classes, things of that nature. So you really have to find a better buddy system. But for grades, the parents have to be involved, and the kids have to be abreast of what's going on.
Well, obviously, you've done very well being out of college these 2 years, Dr. Dyson.
Yes.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stuart, calling from Gaithersburg. Thanks for calling, Stuart. What's on your mind?
One of the things that I think that parents should realize as a whole, that the freshman year for us kids is the most toughest year for them, because of, first of all, the independence. Second of all, they got to learn and do things on their own that they haven't, and they need to understand the best way of studying. And many schools do not teach kids how to study. So it becomes a whole year that can go by before they learn how to study.
Okay, Stuart, thank you so much. What about that, Dean Bland? I would imagine that most colleges and universities, while they may have assistants, you know, on campus, the expectation is that they are ready to be in college when they get to college.
college.
No, that's not always the case.
Really?
A lot of times it's, you find out some students are not ready for that college experience, but you, working with the RAs or even student assistants or even TAs, and also just some of their peers, you know, understanding how to get matriculate through the university climate and culture and the whole academic career. You know, it takes time sometimes in developing study groups, working with different students in your class, understanding, like, you know, some who knows the material a little bit better than you, and then working with them, you know, you can kind of, you know, build that sense of understanding and studying, and then that determination. I think the parents, once they instill that into them and let them know their purpose, don't forget your purpose. You're here for college. That's one of the important things that they have to have.
Let's break down some terms for those who may not be familiar. You mentioned RAs and TAs. What is that?
A resident assistant. They actually live on in the residence hall, might live on the floor. They interact with the students on a regular basis, and they live on the same floor and do programs for the students as well. Then you have a teacher's assistant that assists the professor as far as conducting in class, sometimes they grade in class work, or even doing some seminars or different programs to assist the student to do better in the class.
Now, the RAs, are those students or are those staff?
Well, actually, both the RAs and TAs are students. They are students, yeah. Most of them are upperclassmen students, so that freshman experience, they rely on those RAs a lot. Mm.
Dr. Dyson, let's talk a little bit about parental anxiety. Sometimes you have, you know, parents that are really having a difficult time letting their youngster go, although my mother had a party when I went to school. how do parents deal with that?
Well, each parent has to know their child. Some children you can send across the country and they'll do well. Others, you kind of have to stay more on top of them. You have to keep them closer. It really has to do with the parent knowing their child and just trying to stay connected with them. If you have a child who you know is not going to fare well, even at a school that is, you know, an hour away or 2 hours away, that's somebody you want to keep closer to home. But now since we're at orientation week, it's almost too late to make those decisions and those changes. So what you want to do as a parent to alleviate some of your angst is have a check-in time. It can be at the end of the day. Now even with texting and different forms of communication, a lot of young people like to use that. But I always, as a parent, as a guardian, my thing is I have to hear your voice. So even if it's every other day, it doesn't have to be every day. Every other day, every 2 or 3 days, I need to be able to have a sit-down conversation. So schedule that. You're scheduling everything else. You're scheduling your study groups. You're scheduling, you know, your play time, your class time. But there needs to be a check-in time for me as your parent. And that'll alleviate some stress. And if you have to do drive-bys or drop-ins unannounced, I always recommend that for parents.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Wow, Mom and Dad are watching. How about that? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're a parent who has a child in school, freshman year or otherwise, I want to hear from you. Share some experiences with us. We'd like to have some parental words of wisdom. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Valerie from Fort Washington, we're going to talk to you in just a few seconds, so stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Do not hang up. We're discussing how parents and students can adjust to the freshman year of college and beyond. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be talking to more of you in just a bit. Stay with us.